In 1995, just before Christmas, a fire destroyed most of the Malden Mills Polartec factory in Lawrence, Massachusetts. There were no deaths, but 33 workers were hurt. Some 3,000 people worked at the mill. Their fate was in the hands of the factory owner. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg continues her series on loyalty with the story of Aaron Feuerstein and Malden Mills.
Aaron Feuerstein's grandfather founded Malden Mills in 1906. Mr. Feuerstein's wife works there, his son. Other families are there, too. Aunts, uncles, moms, dads from some 52 different ethnic groups, all working together, many of them for decades. Lawrence is a poor place. The mill is the town. The night of the fire, Aaron Feuerstein says he only thought about how to get back in business, how to, his words, save my community and save my people. The day after the fire, he called his workers together.
And I told them that, yes, we would remain in business. What a sigh of relief that was to all our people and to the entire community. And that during the period of the reconstruction of our business, we would have many of our employees actively employed in doing the reconstruction, and those who were not actively employed would be paid by the company for a period of 90 days. It was a few weeks before Christmas, and these people had no other income. It was a horrible situation after a century in which all the other textile mills in Lawrence left for cheap labor elsewhere in the United States and on the globe.
We
stuck it out and stayed there, and it was very important that we remain.
Did it ever occur to you not to keep on going, not at least to keep those workers on salary?
It never occurred to me. I'm sure it occurred to my financial advisors and to my lenders and to many of the people surrounding me. But as far as I'm concerned, I was determined that that was the right thing to do, and I was going to rebuild right there in Lawrence, Massachusetts.
When you say the right thing to do, why?
It's the right thing to do because I think a business, yes, must maximize the profitability to the shareholder, but it means something more than that. There's a right way to treat employees, to treat them with respect, not as a pair of hands, and to give them the loyalty and trust that they expect, and to treat them as human beings.
For 3 months, while his mill was closed, Mr. Feuerstein continued meeting a weekly payroll of $1.5 million, and he covered workers' medical expenses, too. He received $300 million in insurance, but had to borrow to reconstruct the plant. What reactions have you gotten from American business people when you talk with them about what you did at the mill?
The majority of American industry is sort of shocked, and they're waiting to see what ultimately will be the outcome.
How is your business today?
The business is difficult, but we are succeeding with our Polartec brand and with the best quality products that we can possibly make. And we add to that a great deal of innovation from all our loyal people. And as a result, we're forging ahead.
Loyalty is very much a two-way street, Mr. Feuerstein. And a few years ago, 13 of your workers, people who had been very badly burned in the fire, sued for negligence. The suit was settled for many millions of dollars. What about their loyalty to you in that situation?
The only way I can look at it is that they are poor people who never saw big money. And when they were told by their attorneys and advised by their attorneys that there was a way of getting additional money from Malden Mills, they just opted to do it. Even though one of the workers came to my office the very next day and he said that it was absolutely not right. They know that we were not negligent, and yet there was just so much money on the table, it was impossible for these poor people to turn away from it. Mm-hmm. And I was not pleased, but I understood.
And some of them are still on your staff, aren't they?
Yes. We never take retribution in our company.
You're not a total purist and loyalist. I know that you would not and have not ruled out downsizing if you needed to do it.
Absolutely. And I remember when I actually had to go up to Bridgeton, Maine, and we had many loyal employees up there, and to tell them that we were forced to close down that plant. And I was just fearful how upset they would be. And actually, when I got done explaining to them my position, the majority came over and embraced me. Hmm. And it really made me feel very humble.
You mean they felt they needed to comfort you?
Yes.
You get what you give, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, ma'am. Life magazine called him the Mensch of Malden Mills. In addition to running his business, at the age of 75, Aaron Feuerstein recites Shakespeare and chants psalms every day to keep his mind agile. Here is the 23rd psalm, in Hebrew first. Mr. Feuerstein is an Orthodox Jew.
Hashem roi lo echzor. Binos desha yabitzedi, almei. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Aaron Feuerstein, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much, Susan.
Aaron Feuerstein is chairman, president, and CEO of Malden Mills in Lawrence, Massachusetts. They are the makers of Polar Tech and Polar Fleece. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.